This is a work of fiction, and the views expressed herein are the sole responsibility of the author. Likewise, certain characters, places, and coincidences are the product of the author's imagination. Any resemblance to actual persons living or dead, business establishments, or actual events or locales is entirely coincidental. All rights have been reserved, except for the brief quotations in a review. This book and podcast or any part thereof may not be reproduced, stored in or introduced into a retrieval system or transmitted in any form or by any means electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise without the prior written permission of the publisher.
You're listening to Time Traveler's Digest, the podcast. This podcast is based on a speculative fiction novel that explores time travel through an Afrocentric lens. Experience how stories break traditional storytelling boundaries as we journey through different time periods, from ancient civilizations to the future. Within this collection lies a fresh chapter in an illustrious literary legacy, beckoning readers to embark on a mesmerizing odyssey through time and space that pays homage to bygone eras while envisioning a future shaped by the indomitable human spirit. The novel unveils the profound ability of storytelling to intertwine the past, present, and future, fostering inspiration within successive generations. The settings, from the grandeur of ancient Alexandria to the mysterious allure of hidden temples, are meticulously crafted. The heart of Time Traveler's Digest lies in its story, a tale of adventure, discovery, and the boundless possibilities of time. This obscure, first-of-its-kind literary and multimedia experience presents a captivating exploration of the repercussions stemming from the erosion of knowledge and the extraordinary measures individuals are willing to undertake to safeguard it. Let it serve as a powerful reminder of the vital importance of libraries and other sources of knowledge, urging us to wholeheartedly protect them for the betterment of our not-so-distant future. In addition to this podcast, the novel Time Traveler's Digest, an anthology, is also available in paperback, hardcover, and ebook. For new enticing visuals, podcast episodes, the illustrated magazine companion, merchandise, and more, visit timetraverslsdigest.com. Are you ready to explore the vibrant world, its diverse characters, and experience their adventures? Let us explore an outtake from the novel. A recent letter written by Demetrius the Wise, our protagonist.
The DTSA's lunch breaks were a tech enthusiast's dream. Virtual culinary adventures, augmented reality gaming arenas, and 4D cinematic experiences. Anku, on the other hand, frequently chose a different path. He'd go to the building's terrace garden, an oasis in the middle of the city. He'd spread out his grandmother's Ifa divination board here, its geometric patterns hinting at cosmic mysteries. But when he was alone, he'd genuinely seek guidance, feeling the weight of the ancient palm nuts as they whispered secrets known only to the spirits. Anku's oscillation between two worlds became more pronounced as the days turned into nights. Evenings at the family house were rife with rituals. Elders from the community would gather, speaking quietly about community issues, ancestral appeasement, and the importance of preserving traditions. Anku, ever the astute observer, would listen intently, soaking in tales of ancient battles, spiritual journeys, and cosmic connections. Anku would find himself at Nexa, the city's most elite tech club, as the night deepened and Lagos's skyline shimmered with neon lights and holographic displays. He'd lose himself in a different kind of ritual here, amidst synthesized beats and digitized atmospheres, one of contemporary connection, digitized emotions, and virtual escapes. Anku entered his apartment and unrolled an old, worn-out mat given to him by his grandmother. It was a generation-old Ifar divination board. Anku's recent dreams had been filled with ancestral chants, plant medicine ceremonies, and cosmic dances, so the intricate markings resonated with his recent dreams. Anku began the Ifar ritual with a deep breath. As the divination seeds landed on the board, they made a soothing rhythm, forming a constellation-like pattern. The energy in the room shifted at that point. His reality began to blur, and time seemed to stretch. He found himself in the middle of a vast, starry sky, reminiscent of the cosmic poems he had read as a child. An ancestor appeared from the heart of this cosmic dance, an elder with a weathered face, but eyes that shone with the wisdom of the ages. "You have been called to travel beyond time, Anku," he said, "to rediscover our people's lost knowledge, to heal the wounds that Chiron represents." The world around Anku changed as the ancestor spoke. He was in the middle of a dense, lush forest. The scent of wet earth and fragrant herbs filled the air. His senses were alive in ways he'd never felt before. Anku, guided by the ancestor, learned about the sacred plants that could heal the soul and mind. They talked about Iboga, the plant that could reveal one's life purpose, and ayahuasca, the revered plant that provided visions and enlightenment. Each plant served as a key, unlocking doors to greater understanding and spiritual awakening. Anku witnessed age-old Ifar ceremonies in this time-bent reality, where the rhythm of the drums communicated with the spirits and oracles, channeled messages from the beyond. It was a world where spiritual and physical realms coexisted harmoniously. The most significant revelation, however, came one fateful evening when the ancestor handed Anku a mirror. Instead of his reflection, it displayed the busy streets of Lagos. He saw his friends lost in the digital world, disconnected from their roots. He sensed their inner wounds, the same wounds that Chiron in Uries represented. Anku understood his mission. It wasn't just about rediscovering lost traditions, but also about bridging the gap between the ancient and the modern. It was all about healing. Healing the collective wounds of disconnection and bringing the profound wisdom of the ancestors to Lagos's urban core. Anku was transported back to his apartment, the divination board still in front of him, with this newfound understanding. But he changed. The tech-savvy analyst who worked for the world-renowned DTSA had become a keeper of ancient knowledge. Anku began to weave his two worlds together. In Lagos, he established healing retreats that combined ancestral rituals with modern therapeutic practices. His retreats became an oasis for city dwellers, a place to reconnect, heal, and find meaning. As a result, ancient wisdom has found a new home in the heart of the sophisticated capital. Anku, the bridge between times, became a lighthouse, a beacon of light, reminding everyone of the significance of the Sankofa bird. That while we may look forward, our strength often lies in looking back and embracing the ancestral call.
Attention, time traveling enthusiasts. I am your new host, Amara Eden, a traveler of time from a small town near Alexandria, Egypt. I arrived from the past and have been asked by my instructor, Demetrius Thotmuse, known as Demetrius the Wise, to take you on a mission to an Afrocentric-themed time travel adventure. Written and produced by Damian Lamar Robinson, Time Traveler's Digest, an anthology, includes a collection of time travel stories, academic deep dives, and poetic musings. Join me on this exciting time travel adventure and let your imagination run wild. This first-of-its-kind, obscure time travel book isn't just about hopping between the past, present, and future. Oh no, it's a profound quest to safeguard the wisdom of old, an endeavor that underscores the significance of equilibrium and unity. In this whirlwind of time-twisting stories, you'll come face-to-face with humanity's will and plight to craft tomorrow and the role of time travel in offering redemption and an opportunity to influence the course of history. Now, here's where it gets exciting. Because you listened this far, that's right. You, my fellow time traveler, will get a hands-on preview of the digital experience. Head over to our website at timetravelersdigest.com/preview. There, you will have an opportunity to read 5 previously released, newly edited time travel adventures, as well as 4 brand new, never-before-told short stories handcrafted by the author. We realize these chapter outtakes and the podcast episodes are like peeking through a keyhole. You'll get an idea, but the full picture? It's waiting for you inside the novel. Okay, now, it's your turn to learn the basics of time travel. Head over to timetravelersdigest.com/preview. Then enter the phrase Alexandria in all caps. Then explore. Leave us a breadcrumb by way of a comment or a reaction to our stories to let us know you were there. Okay, until next time, thank you for listening. The appreciation is mutual. We recognize your interest in time. Keep wondering and investigating until we meet again. And always keep in mind that time waits for only great stories. Stay tuned and safe travels, my adventurers. Your new time travel guide, and yours in time, Amara Eden of Alexandria.